Investigators say they're now looking into a possible link between the dead Boston Marathon bomb suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev and an unsolved triple murder in Waltham, Massachusetts in 2011. Meanwhile, officials from Boston and many cities are looking to New York. The city of Boston has surveillance cameras, but the images of the suspects in the bombing were caught by store cameras. What if they were together on one big system that could alert officials when a suspicious bag is set down? That might not have stopped the bombings in Boston, but the New York City system links up to a sophisticated computer program, a system that reportedly cost $200 million. Tom Ruskin is a former New York City police detective. He now runs the investigative firm CMP Group. Tom, tell us more about what this system can do. How many cameras?
Well, there are thousands of cameras, public and private. New York City, unlike any other city that I know of, has devised an initiative. And now they have a Midtown initiative to cover the cameras in Midtown Manhattan and a downtown initiative to cover the cameras below 14th Street.
And just to clarify, have they put the private and public cameras all together in one system?
For the most part, they have. Huh. As corporations and buildings want to participate with the city in this initiative, they put their cameras online to the police department, to private facilities that the police department houses that contain not only representatives from the corporations, but also uniformed police officers to be able to respond to a unusual circumstance that may be spotted on some of these cameras.
It's one thing to stand and look at a monitor all day, as security guards have historically done, but how does this system work to actually tell someone what to look at?
The representative is responsible for looking at his respective area, which is also on smaller screens in front of them. But there's a big screen that they can then beam something of a suspicious or unusual nature to the big screens so that the uniformed police officers and supervisors can watch what is being seen on the smaller screens. There's also an alert on the screens to indicate to them that they should be watching this screen, such as you indicated, Robin, someone walking by and putting down a package.
Well, how does that work? If somebody is standing on a curb and sets down a suitcase, let's say, and crosses the street, the software somewhere in these cameras is programmed to set off an alarm when it sees an image set on the ground?
There are certain parameters that are set within the software of the system once it's received by the police department. These images are going through large computers that are indicating if something suspicious or within the parameters that are set within the software would indicate something that the police department or the individual should start to watch. And what happens on the monitor turns red and it indicates that there's something that should draw the attention of the eyes in the room to that particular incident or suspicious package. Should someone put down a bag, you then can have the ability to look back, see the person, try and pull up an image, and at the same time have uniformed police officers responding.
Give us some other examples. We understand if someone's looking for someone in a certain color shirt or hat, bam, you can see everybody wearing that shirt or hat.
You can set different parameters within the computer software programs to be able to bring that up.
And every red shirt in Manhattan, is how it seemed described, would suddenly pop up.
Yes, it would indicate on that monitor, if you're looking for an individual, it doesn't have the ability, to my knowledge, as of yet, for facial recognition. You know, it's not that sophisticated a system yet. But it could pick out certain parameters that you've programmed in to indicate where someone or some people could be walking. And it's been very successful in not necessarily deterring terrorist attacks, knock wood, but it's been very successful in telling police when a crime has been committed and sometimes tracking the suspect in that crime to where he's eventually or she's eventually arrested.
Because if you're looking for someone with a bright blue shirt, you can potentially program that and see bright blue shirts be pinpointed for you.
But moreover, there was a recent crime in front of the big post office across from Penn Station in which some guy stabbed another guy. Mm-hmm. And the police department was not only able to see the crime, they were able to see which direction that the person traveled in who had committed the crime. And in that case, it was very successful in helping to solve the crime and arrest the bad guy who had committed the crime.
Yeah. And one last thing that we heard that this system can do, if a license plate that's caught the attention of law enforcement enters the perimeters, the system can pick that up as well.
That's right. We have license plate readers on the backs of police cars. A lot of municipalities have it. They have it in Boston as well, as far as I know. A lot of municipalities now have that license plate reader and detector. And what it does is it amasses each license plate that passes it. And if a car keeps passing different areas, let's say, and it's a subject car, when you put that information within the computer system and the database, it'll pull up every time that that car has been spotted, where it was spotted, and by what unit it was spotted by. Yeah. So if you're trying to tie a certain person and a vehicle to an area, you have the ability through the system to also put that in.
Well, we've done stories about how these CCTVs, you know, this sort of closed-circuit TV systems, have fought crime. Baltimore saw its violent crime fall by 23%. According to the Department of Justice, there's an area of Chicago where crime fell by 38%. There was a smaller impact in Washington, D.C., according to this study, but they found that it was because the use of the cameras was too tightly regulated because of privacy fears. So you're going to run up against this. Yes, you're looking for a terrorist who might put down a bag, but if you happen to see a celebrity walking naked out of a bar, can you not use it? In other words, is there some kind of a legal layer over it as to how it can be used?
I think the courts have been very clear in recent cases saying that if you're in public, you have no expectation of privacy. If you're in your home, your backyard, it's a different level of privacy and a different expectation. But in public, with everyone having a smartphone or everyone, you know, being able to tape something on a video camera or the public or private CCTV systems, I don't think you have an expectation of privacy anymore. And I don't know if a police department would release a celebrity walking naked in the street. But if it was part of a criminal case, it potentially could be released in court.
That's Thomas Ruskin, former New York City police detective who now runs the private investigation firm CMP Group, talking about New York's surveillance system. Thanks so much.
Robin, have a good afternoon.
So we've been asking for your thoughts on surveillance today. Keep them coming at hereandnow.org. Great comments. You're listening to Here and Now.